Hare Krishna, I'll be speaking about Narasimha Chaturdasi. Lord Narasimha Dev appeared on this Narasimha Chaturdasi on account of his devotee Prahlad Maharaj, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuthanam adharmasya. Bhagavad Gita 4.7. And paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam sambhavami yuge yuge. Bhagavad Gita 4.8. The Lord appears with two purposes. Paritranaya sadhunam, just to give protection and rescue the devotees and to kill the demons. Vinashaya cha dushkritam, glorifying Narasimha Dev. Tavakara kamalavare nakham adbuddha shringam dalita hiranyakashipu tanubhringam keshava dhirta narahari rupa jaya jagadish hare. O Keshav, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of half man, half lion, all glories to you. Just as one can easily crush a wasp between one's fingernails, so in the same way, the body of the wasp, like demon Hiranyakashipu, has been ripped apart by the wonderful pointed nails on your beautiful lotus hands. The fourth incarnation is Narasimha Dev. Narasimha Dev appeared to save Prahlad Maharaj, who was 5 years old boy, and he was being tortured by his atheistic father. So he appeared from the pillar of the palace as a half man, half lion. Because Hiranyakashipu took benediction from Brahmaji, that he'll not be killed by any man or any animal. So the Lord appeared, neither man nor animal. This is the difference between the Lord's intelligence and our intelligence. We think that we can cheat the Lord by our intelligence, but the Lord is more intelligent than us. Hiranyakashipu wanted to cheat Brahma by indirect definition. First of all, he wanted to become immortal. Brahma said, "That is not possible because even I am not immortal. Nobody in this material world is immortal. That is not possible." So, Hiranyakashipu, the demon, the demons are very intelligent. He thought that round and round about the way, I shall become immortal. He prayed to Brahma that please give me the benediction that I shall not be killed by any man or any animal. Brahma said, "Yes, that is all right." Then he said, "I shall not be killed in the sky, on the water, or on the land." Brahma said, "Oh yes." Then he asked, "I shall not be killed by any man-made weapons." Brahma said, "That is all right." In this way, he utilized his intelligence in so many ways just to come to the conclusion of being immortal. But the Lord is so cunning that he kept intact all the benedictions given by Brahma. Still, Hiranyakashipu was killed. He said that I'll not be killed either during daytime or at night. Brahma said, "Okay, fine." So he was killed just in the evening, just in the junction of day and night. You cannot say it is day or night. He took the benediction that I shall not be killed in the sky, land or water. So he was killed on Lord's lap. He took the benediction that I shall not be killed by any man-made or any God-made weapons. That benediction was also given. So he was killed by the nails of the Lord. In this way, all the benedictions were kept intact. Still, he was killed. Similarly, we may make plans. We may make very advancement in scientific knowledge. But the killing process of nature will be there. Nobody can escape it. By our intelligence, we cannot escape it. The four principles of material existence means birth, death, old age and disease. We can manufacture many medicines, many weapons, many means, many methods, but we cannot escape these four principles of material existence, however great one may be. So this was proved by Hiranyakashipu's death. Hiranyakashipu was one of the stalwart materialistic, and he wanted to live forever, enjoy forever. But he also could not live. Everything was finished. So on this auspicious day of Narsimha Chaturdashi, devotees fast until the dusk and are engaged in chanting, servicing at the temples and reading about the glories of Lord Sri Narsimha Dev. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.